From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Government agencies are so unbelievably secretive. You know this, right? I mean, they don't want to relinquish any information.
That's my colleague, Jason Leopold.
I feel it's my job to try and get as much information out of the government as possible.
Secrecy seems to go hand in hand with American policy and politics. That's nothing new. Think back to the Watergate scandal, when journalists revealed that President Nixon had tried to cover up a plot to steal top secret documents from the Democratic National Committee. But so much has changed since Watergate. When Nixon left office, Pew Research found that only 36% of Americans trusted their government. At the time, it was a record low. Now, that number is down to 16%. As for journalists who held Nixon to account, Americans don't trust them either. According to a Gallup poll, back in Nixon's day, almost 70% of Americans said they trusted the media. Today, that's hovering around 30%.
Right now, the public has such a low opinion of journalists and journalism. And I feel that documents and getting the receipts, so to speak, is a great way to show our work and to bring readers into the reporting process.
So Jason has made it his mission to claw as many documents as he can from the U.S. government's hands. Between 2001 and 2020, he sued the U.S. government for information more times than any other individual in the country. The only entity that has him beat? The New York Times Company. And Jason's weapon of choice? The Freedom of Information Act. He says he does this all to show people,
here, you can read the document for yourself. It just helps win that trust from readers. But in addition to that, I mean, I have to say that I really do enjoy the battle.
Today, we go inside that battle for transparency with Bloomberg investigative reporter Jason Leopold. How did a Cold War era law ensure the right to transparency from the U.S. government? And how are journalists like Jason using that today to hold it accountable? This is the Big Take Podcast. I'm Saleha Mohsen. Jason Leopold is not just any investigative reporter. He is a champion of requesting records using the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA for short.
I have filed more than 9,000 FOIA requests, and that's on the state and federal level. And I have sued the government more than 150 times, I believe.
His persistent probing of the U.S. government has even earned him a special nickname that he includes in his bio on X.
When I was filing one request, I had heard within the FBI that they had referred to me as a FOIA terrorist. Since then, the National Security Agency has said that I have weaponized the FOIA. The Department of Justice said in an email that I was a member of a FOIA posse, and perhaps that should be my band name. Not too bad of a band name, maybe. And I found out through a FOIA request on myself that the FBI sent an agent out to investigate one of my FOIA requests.
Jason, you and I are both reporters. And so to talk about such a nerdy topic as investigative journalism and FOIAs is super fun, at least for me. But for the everyday person, can you explain what is the Freedom of Information Act?
The Freedom of Information Act is a half century old law that allows anyone, anywhere in the world, to request all sorts of records from the federal government. You can ask for emails, you can ask for text messages, You can ask for photographs. You can ask for audio files.
Can I get the president's text messages?
No. So when the Freedom of Information Act was passed and signed into law, Congress exempted themselves from the Freedom of Information Act. And then the White House was exempt as well. So this law exists to essentially keep the public informed about what its government is up to, how its tax dollars are being spent. But there's limitations.
And FOIA hasn't been around that long. How was it that the Freedom of Information Act came about?
Lyndon Johnson signed it into law back in the late 60s. And it was basically supposed to be a check on power. There were many different lawmakers who felt that government agencies were just being far too secretive. There was the FBI surveilling various anti-war groups, the Cold War, and a lot that the government was doing at the time that was being revealed through various Senate hearings. And so this was something to offer up the public to keep them informed about what the government was up to.
And what's behind your keen interest or even obsession behind FOIAing?
I'd spent years as a national security reporter. So I was covering CIA and all the intelligence agencies, and everything in that world is secret. It's either classified top secret or at even a higher classification level. So any kind of information that I would obtain from sources would always be attributed to an anonymous source. And I just feel right now that it's crucial for us as reporters to provide the public with as much documentary evidence as we can obtain when we're reporting our stories and to back up what we're reporting.
You say you'll enjoy the battle. Tell me about your process and what this battle is. Let's say you want to look into something. Pick a topic and take me from A to Z on it.
Sure. I don't just fire off requests. What I do is I conduct an extensive amount of research into the topic I'm covering. I'll try to source up either at the agency's Freedom of Information Act office or people who work at the agency and ask them, what kinds of documents are there? What's the date on a document? What's the subject line? Where would these records be stored? All of that information you need to go into a Freedom of Information Act request. It has to be kind of a blueprint that will instruct an agency FOIA officer on exactly where to go to look for records. So for example, when Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank failed last year, and we saw regulators quickly moving to take action as a result of that, I wanted to obtain documents about what took place behind the scenes at the FDIC, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, and find out what was happening, what led up to this, what were these officials discussing prior to the failure of the banks. Were there any bank officials that were communicating with the regulators?
And how do you actually file the request?
Believe it or not, there are still some agencies that accept faxes. You can fax a request to the agency. The CIA is kind of notorious for that. You can put a stamp on an envelope and mail it, or you can email it. Increasingly, agencies are using secure portals online where you could submit your request there. And by law, they have to respond to your request in 20 calendar days. That means they've acknowledged your request. Maybe if you're a journalist, they've granted you a fee waiver. And then some time passes and you get records. You know, consider this a footnote. If you try to file a request with any of the intelligence agencies, it will take years and years before you get anything back.
Once you get the record, is it just easy from there? It's all written there, easy for you to read and figure out?
No. That's where the fun begins.
Coming up, Jason gets some mail and the fun begins.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate?
and where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF. I'm talking with FOIA fiend Jason Leopold about what comes next when he receives information back from the government.
There's a lot of work. Oftentimes, records will be redacted, and they will contain, just as an example, you know, I'm looking at a record right now from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. It's an email partially redacted on here. And so...
Yeah, I see black marks all over it.
Yeah. So these redactions refer to names. So that means that I have to now sleuth out to the best of my ability what's under those redactions. So I read these documents very carefully because even though they're redacted, there's still lots of good information that you can glean from documents.
Jason, what's the biggest story that you've broken that the world didn't know about, the world needed to know about, and it was the FOIA request from you that brought that into the public domain?
There's a number of different ones, and I'm going to use some of the records that I obtained from the CIA as an example. So as I mentioned, I spent many years covering national security, and I had been investigating the CIA's enhanced interrogation program, the torture program that they implemented when they captured high-value detainees after 9/11. I was able to completely lay bare the money that was spent on the contractors to stand up a portion of that program. Also, one of the big document scores that I got from that was how the CIA was heavily involved in the production of Zero Dark Thirty, the movie. They were invited in to CIA to basically tell the CIA's narrative about the immediate aftermath of 9/11 and what happened at one of its black sites. They allowed the CIA to read scripts and to make notes on the scripts. And it also showed that they had showered these CIA officers with gifts, Prada and pearl earrings and dinners. And that was a pretty big story at the time. To be clear, Zero Dark Thirty and the CIA's role in it, I wouldn't equate that to the biggest story I got out of FOIA, but it was sort of the body of work around the CIA's post 9/11 interrogation program. And there were about 12 or 13 stories within that body of work that all relied on documents.
Why is it that governments make it so hard? You talk about how you've had to sue governments for information. You've waited for a year. I just saw a tweet of yours from a couple of days ago that says that a FOIA request you'd filed a decade ago, you just got the response on that. Why is it so hard?
Such a great question. I wish I had a better answer than they just don't want the public to know. You know, the government agencies will say they don't have enough staff to process these requests. They have an enormous backlog of requests that they're dealing with. The federal government just reported last year that they received more than 1 million Freedom of Information Act requests, more than any other year that they've been tracking this. But they haven't increased the number of people that they need at these various agencies to process the requests. They haven't added any money to the budget to hire additional people, to get additional resources. That's why when I'm filing requests for certain records, I know exactly what I want.
Yeah, you're giving them a lot of clues. Jason, you have a newsletter now where you share the latest records that you've gotten from all your FOIA requests. Can you tell me why people should care about the work that you do?
I am informing you about what takes place behind the scenes at federal government agencies and how your taxpayer dollars are being spent. These are issues and subjects that you didn't even know existed. And it can really provide you with amazing detail on how the sausage is made.
Thanks for listening to the Big Take podcast from Bloomberg News. I'm Saleha Mohsen. Jason Leopold's newsletter, FOIA Files, comes out every Friday. You can subscribe at Bloomberg.com/newsletters. This episode was produced by Julia Press. It was mixed by Ben O'Brien and fact-checked by Adriana Tapia. It was edited by Aaron Edwards. Naomi Shaven is our senior producer. Wendy Benjaminson and Elizabeth Ponso provide editorial direction. Nicole Beemsterboer is our executive producer. Sage Bauman is Bloomberg's head of podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.